to complain. Mother Goda was more resilient. Her youth, I suppose. She and Uncle Doge had been working on the family dugout when Tai Day and I returned from our adventure. Nobody, including Uncle Doge, had anything to say. I ignored his long absence. I had no time for Nguyen Bao mystery games. I left them stirring the mud in an effort to get a shelter up before night fell again. The lady had Howler on the door table examining him. She concluded, "He should recover." I asked, "You get issued 9 lives when you get taken? That little shit is starting to look stubborner than the limper was. We killed that asshole 6 times. We thought, and he just kept coming back." Lady said, "No, but anybody who has the drive to become a wizard of his level is the sort who wastes no opportunity to further prepare for any imaginable possibility." I asked the old man, "What's it look like out there?" There had been dramatic changes in the few hours I was away, besides the passage of the rain. Most of the survivors had been collected either in the vicinity of the headquarters group or directly below the Shadow Gate. A lot of man-hours had gone into locating every surviving piece of workable bamboo. Lady's reloading factory was hard at work, too, but the effort there was little more than symbolic of the leadership's commitment to continue the struggle.
"Looks better than I thought it would. Lady got Long Shadow stabilized. That should mean we're back to the slow leakage we had before he got hurt. If he mends all right, we'll have him shut it down in a couple of days."
"We going to be able to control him?"
"Oh, yeah. You've seen statues of dead generals that had more freedom of action than she's left him."
Lady looked up from her work. She wore the tiniest of smiles, but it betrayed the confident amusement of an old, old evil.
"She is the darkness."
Smoke was for sure right about that.
I said, "Wouldn't we be better off if we moved into Overlook?"
"Maybe. And we might do that, once we get straightened out and know where everybody is, and figure out where, for right now, their loyalties lie.
Speaking of which, Uncle Doge is back. He's out there helping my mother-in-law and acting like he was never gone."
"I heard.
I'm wondering how he managed to survive, especially last night." Lady looked at me like I had sparked a surprise thought. She said, "Watch Howler. Call me if he moves. I'll be right outside." She hurried out the doorway. I looked at Croker. He shrugged.
"I don't ask anymore.
She looks pretty ragged."
"Don't we all? But maybe we'll get to rest up now. If we get the Shadow Gate under control, there won't be anybody to aggravate us for a long time. If ever."
Mogaba was out there, but he had no patron anymore. That meant that nobody could cover his ass, magically. He would have to back off. And the Prabhrindra draw might not live long enough to become a problem. He had to evade both Shadows and Goblin to reach friendly territory. And even so-called friendly territory would not be very friendly if he couldn't pull together a band big enough to look out for itself. Peasants are notoriously cruel to fleeing soldiers when they catch them at a disadvantage. Possibly that is because soldiers are so cruel to peasants when the advantage lies in their hands, though many from the hyper-refined warrior classes have insisted it springs from the beastly nature of the peasantry. "Can you get over to the Shadow Gate?"